With that said, there are any joys, concerns, or praises? I think Jamie has been in touch with Ellie. I think she's looking forward to coming. You got any words?
So Ellie is traveling up a week from Monday on the 15th, and the movers and she will arrive on the 16th. I'm going to be here early to at least open up the parsonage and the fellowship hall, pay the movers, and then I'm going to work. So if someone else could be here, kind of show her around, that would be great. And I don't know if we want to coordinate food or something just so that she doesn't have to come up with something the first day or two as she's settling in. But it will be her and her little dog, Teddy Bear.
What is it?
It is next Tuesday, the 16th. Okay. We can talk about it more next week, but okay. I just wanted to kind of lay it out there.
Okay.
So the movie's going to be here early. What do you mean by early?
She said that she was going to try to be here before 8, and the movers were supposed to show up between 8 and 9.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. Anybody else? Any joys, concerns, or praises this morning?
Well, work.
Work. Again?
Yeah, there's three of us in a very confined place in three cubicles, and we have a 28-year-old young man that doesn't act like a young man. I'm trying to be as nice as I can because I'm in church.
Acting like a dirty old man.
No. I've been with the state for 30 years. My co-worker, Sean, has been with the state for 20 years, and topic came up. The executive administrative assistant came down looking for a staple for a large stapler. I'm going to make this brief, but I have to make a point. And whenever we moved from DMS to DOC, my part of my job went digital. So I had the staple, I had the stapler, and I put it in the supply cabinet. Well, Linda didn't know that everyone was using the big stapler, and all the staples were gone. So she came down and asked me if we had, because she knew it came from me. And I said, no, I took everything down there. I said, but we brought two of them over here, and one of the other guys has it. He's not here today, but I can take you into his office. She said, we just need one staple. I didn't know.
One staple.
And so she said, I'll bring it back. We'll just staple this and we'll bring it back. I didn't know everyone was using it. So I'll make sure that I order new staples. And so she used the stapler, she brought it back. And I said, please close the door behind you, because she was leaving the door open, because Kevin always closes the door whenever he's not in there. Sean and I were sitting down, and I was like, well, you know, she didn't know everyone was using that stapler, you know, and so I guess she's just going to have to order some more. And to much to our shock, he stood up, and he's in between us, and said, I haven't used a stapler since I was in high school, which had nothing to do with what was going on. And we tried to guide him and tried to explain to him the reason for stapling things is to, for one, security, because the cover sheet, you know, there's confidential information in these, a lot of these reports. And then she tried to show him the importance of, you got these little tiny receipts for the certified letters, and you need to make sure you staple them together so you don't lose the receipt, because they have to keep them for a certain length of time, blah, blah, blah. And he stood there and argued about staples. And there's no need to have staples. You can use paper clips. And we never used them in the Carlton building, blah, blah, blah. And so it didn't go over very well. Needless to say, Friday morning, I walked in, very first day, meeting in the conference room at 8:30. And so I had a meeting with my supervisor and the jury chief. And I told him how foolish and ridiculous it was, and it was Gina. Stan said, you probably didn't score any points. I said, well, they said, well, I guess you're not going to let this go. And I said, I had let this go until I came in this morning and got this email that I had to come down here to talk about staple and how ridiculous I think this is. In my opinion, this is ridiculous. It was Juma. He didn't have anything to do with it. We were trying to, I've got 30 years, she's got 20 years, and we were trying to help him and give him examples of security, blah, blah, and all the reasons. And so he ran off and he cried. So he's a little private, okay?
We'll keep you in prayer for you.
And so one other thing, I said, okay. They said, well, you know, you could have de-escalated it, and you could have done this, and don't you think you could have handled it? And they are treating him like with kid gloves, and I'm like, I'm not having it. You know, you're a grown man up, but he ran off and cried, and I said, well, I can assure you that that will not happen again, because I will not be engaging anymore. And they think that's awful. I think that's awful that I'm not, okay, you stay in your lane, and I'm just going to stay in my lane. But they didn't have anything to say about it whenever I was on the opposite end of it. They told me to put my headphones on. So, deal with it. Okay.
Anybody else?
I feel better now.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, that's what this little period of time in the Word all about. Whatever this
so,
is.
Prayers for
all
prayers
you
for
can
that.
Share among like-minded people and people that love you, and that's good. Yes, ma'am.
I have like a prayers for my mother's agitation over her cheek.
Her cheek. Yeah.
My sister's cheek has been broke down. So my sister's been using my mama's Jeep. Mama keeps on looking for her Jeep and arguing with my nephew about why my sister has her Jeep. Because she needs to go to the store. What if she needs to go somewhere and it's not here? Mama hasn't driven in years. But the stronger she's getting physically, it's getting a little tougher to deal with. So Mark and I are buying the Jeep and bringing it down here. we just don't want her to find the keys somewhere and jump in it and drive off.
Yeah.
We'll never find her again. She wouldn't find her way home.
And she could get out of home.
So she's getting a little she's arguing with my sister and me and my nephew about her Jeep. So we need prayer for her agitation and calm down.
Yes, ma'am.
Since you're talking about the Jeep and that situation, we talked to Kristen, Stan's oldest daughter, and Rosetta is, they've got her in hospice, but she had to take her rattlesnakes to the rattlesnake place to get her mount, And so Kristen's going along with it. She said, well, how many do you have? Oh, I have a bunch of them. So she said, well, Mama, why don't you go ahead and go to sleep, and, you know, so we can get up early in the morning and take your snakes, you know, to get them, whatever you do to them. And she was okay with that. She went to bed. But I asked Stan, I said, has she ever been to the rattlesnake roundup or anything? Where'd she get these rattlesnakes? Where's this coming from? And he said, well, that's, you know, I don't know. So, I don't know where her battle next came from. But she was very concerned about her battle next, and she was, so every time we talk to Krista, it's something way out there. And, but they kind of made a game out of it. Well, you go find your rattlesnakes. And so she found a bunch of them, and they're big ones too.
Yeah, a lot of times when folks are getting to the point of maybe entering into the afterlife, like there's a lot of visions and things that creep up, just don't understand. And so you got to give them, I like to say.
She sees her parents all the time.
Oh, yeah,
my mom does.
I was like, what'd she do these rattlesnakes? I mean, you know, a lot of times, because I've never been around it that much, or, you know, I've heard people talk, but, you know, it's usually something from the past, like when they were kids or something, but just to, out of the blue, you know, come up with rattlesnakes.
If her car was in sight, she never drove it, probably couldn't drive it, but just knowing that car was out there, she was okay. And if it wasn't out there, she was rare. How about Jamie? How's your situation?
Craig went with them to buy a mattress, and that was an event all on its own. And it's Ruth's short-term memory is definitely not where it used to be. There are certain things that she will fixate on. She can remember that she was going to get her hair fixed, but she could not remember from the second floor to the first floor that we were leaving. So, just prayers for them. And Howard, his congestive heart failure is definitely worse. Instead of getting out of breath by moving, he would sit there and just start huffing and puffing and not really exerting himself. So I think that we're probably in for more trips than we want to Pennsylvania, and it's starting to wear on his aunt. So just prayers for all of them.
And being a caregiver is tough. Yeah. It really is. How about you, Donnie? Anything going on in your life?
No, same old thing.
Same old thing.
How's Amanda doing? I saw Pat and Dawn at the river Thursday night, and Cheryl's husband took them out, and so we chatted with them, and of course then I can't even think of what his name is. But Stan ended up talking to him about looking up ancestors. And so I just left and went out in the car. Give him the keys and go outside. Sit in the car. But so we got to see both of them.
Yeah. Nice. Miss Judy, what's going on with you?
Well, we had 3 deaths in 2 weeks in our family, and we got another one that's in the hospital right now, my nephew. His wife, I took her the day of my brother's funeral, so we just need prayers for my own family.
Yes.
It's been a rough month.